And the next thing that I look at right now, the government seems to be trying to bring the same thing back in the United States. In place of it getting better, they're getting worse every year. They got all kind of rules and regulations, and now right now what's got me kind of frustrated, they want the systems changed. The system needs changing, but it from what I can learn, they want to change it worse than it is. I just hope things is bad enough like it is, but I hope they don't change the system. Because I don't think it's no chance of being no fair system, not in the United States, not no equal rights. But I'm proud to be living and doing very well.
Anything about World War II?
And World War II is the war that I'm talking about now. That's the war I was in, World War II. That was the war. And it was just what I could see, it was just about like deals now. Most of the time you didn't get the right news. When you would get the news, it would all be different. When I was, before I went in the Army, I was late going in there. Before I went in the Army, the Soviet Army was going through Germany. They was cutting spearheads and moving up 25, 30 miles a day. If they done that for I don't know how long before I went in the Army. Then when I got over there, they still wasn't halfway through Germany. that was just a ruination they had. Because they take a few men and try to go up in Germany. And that's how a lot of them got killed. Couldn't spare here. But that was a whole bunch of that news. It just didn't tally out. I couldn't see into it. They give the whoever you was, that's who would get the great credit. People like Jim Patton. And we got all the great things that he done, but when he got all them people killed, it's mighty few people know how it happened. In 44 German, in 44 Christmas in 44, that's when all them people got killed. At that time I was in Cardiff, England, and he actually did send some of the people back there on a furlough, send them back to England, some of them come in the camp I was in. And that's when they found out that a lot of the men was out, and that's when the German broke through the line. There was a lot of people got hurt in that line. But they was, back then they were just like they are now. The great people got the praise. And the little poor man who was out there doing all the work, doing all the fighting, all the rough stuff, he didn't get nothing. He didn't get no praise, he didn't get no pay, he didn't get nothing. And they couldn't, the command commander was I was under, he was a great man, but he couldn't save you. He had to do what he was told, just like we did. He had to do what he was told, but he sure would do the best he could for you. And he would treat you nice. He was awful respectable to be over a black country. But it's one thing I noticed, that's the reason I can't forget the man. He was the only officer, only white officer, especially, that everybody liked him. Everybody in the company liked him. When the war was over in Germany, he had 85 points, and he could come home. And he left it up to the company that he would stay with the soldiers if they wanted him to stay. He said he wanted to come home just himself, but he carried them over there, and if he could, he wanted to bring them, the company, back. So he stayed in. He didn't go home. And we was getting ready to go to CBI. That's when the war broke up in Japan, and everybody got to come back home together just like he wanted, the same country. And that's a man I would like to see now. I wonder if he's living. If we had got out the army together all the same time, I would have got his address and just where he lived in Missouri. But we wasn't able to do that. When we got back here, we got split up. We were supposed to go to Fort Ord, California, and everybody went to their home state. We were supposed to stay 30 days and then go back together in the continent of Fort Ord, California. But the points fell down to 32 before we could get there, and we never did see each other no more. But that was some scary times you would hit. Sometimes you would go through danger and wouldn't know it. When we was on our way back, we'd come out to Mediterranean Sea and to the Atlantic, and then after we got out on the Atlantic, we was about 4 or 5 days out there, and it come a storm. And they're supposed to stop and anchor down for this storm. And we found out the ship had a motor burnt up, and they scared to cut it off. But we didn't know that till we got to Boston, and when they told us that, it was shaking in. They run that motor 10 days and nights. But when it comes through that storm, it was awful. That was real scary. That day, after they got Dave, I was standing out on the deck, and the water would come up to your knees on the main deck. They'd meet them waves, and the waves would be a whole lot higher than the ship was. That was scary then. I thought several times that we wasn't going to make it on. But I guess that's all right. Everything you got to go to, it's all right now. But it was mighty rough, mighty rough. But it seems now that we're running into things that's just almost bad as the wall. I hate to see it looks better now that the volunteers is in the army now. It's look better now, because if you don't want to go, you're going to have to go out there and volunteer. But the way we had to go, it was rough. It was showing up rough. It was rougher than on a lot, whole bunch of them than it was me, because it was a lot of them. I seen them just fall out. Get in them scary places and just fall out. But the country over there, it was the people didn't seem to be rough. The Germans wasn't, they just, I don't know, you couldn't hardly case the people. But when we got in Germany, now I know for sure the black people, they were Germans, was much better with them than the southern United States people were. But you couldn't hardly case it, because everybody's all right when you got the advantage of them. And that was one thing about the Germans, you couldn't hardly know what kind of people it was, because they know they had to be all right with us, because we had the advantage of it. We carried guns all the time, and we know it wasn't no harm to kill one if it bothered you. But with us, they were real trustable. They were awful helpful. All the officers that I was ever around, they could speak English. And we would wake a crew of them, and they would help you. We never did have no trouble with none of them trying to run off or nothing. Some few of the soldiers wanted to be a little cruel to them, but I just didn't see no sense in it. I talked to them. I was just so surprised to know that they could speak English. Whatever officer I ever run into, he could speak just good English as us.